provokingly informed? Letting your body get into a really comfortable and balanced position so that the muscles are free to completely relax without you feeling like you're going to topple over. So you have to balance the spine, the head on top of the spine, so that even if there were no muscles holding it in place, it would be holding itself in place. Just to help give the body that freedom to really deeply relax. Being aware of your facial muscles, one thing Swamiji has always taught in the guided meditations, let the eyelids as though gently open them and then let them fall very, very softly onto the lower lids so that there are no creases at all in the lids. That as though the lids themselves are open without any. Open means that they're not creased. They're gently resting on the lower lids. And just notice what a difference that makes to your own sense of being, sense of self. Just a small little thing. Another thing is you're relaxing your body, relaxing the face. Be aware of your tongue. Let the tongue be relaxed, just gently resting. Again, as you're relaxing the face and head, let a very gentle smile come on your lips. Very similar to if you've seen any of the murtis, Dakshinamurti or Jnaneshwari or Ganesha, Shiva, any of the murtis, even the Buddha. They're always portrayed with this very gentle half-smile. And in the Vedic Shastra, on the sculpting of these murtis, those open, relaxed eyelids, gently closed, and this gentle, gentle smile is always very thoroughly defined so that the artist can make that smile in his eyes and very much according to their shastric dimensions. Because this posture, this relaxed posture, and the face portrayed in this form, it's like a physical expression of the Atma, of your own being, of the Ananda nature of yourself. So assuming that form, the relaxation evokes your own being, your own presence in the mind and in the body. Just let yourself breathe in and out gently for you. Just giving a gentle massage to any stress or tension you might feel in the body. There may not be any, because you all do this wonderful yoga. Now just be aware of your own presence in this form, in this wonderfully relaxed body. I can say, I am this body, but I am here, I am this body. And also, I am aware of this body. I am this body. I am indwelling this body. I am aware of this body. And just be yourself, the one who has this body. Being yourself in this body. And be aware of the body naturally relaxing. And this is your body. And just be the one, the me, who is this body, who has this body, who indwells this body, just me, simple me. As the body continues to relax, let the buddhi notice, be aware of the body, the form of the body, the sensations of the body relaxing. Beware of the head and the face with its gentle smile and gently closed eyelids. Just the whole outline of the body and the sensations that the muscles are giving as they relax. And now gently change your focus just to your own presence, the me, the one who has this body. Let the buddhi, a slight change of focus from the body, the form of the body, to my own presence, me, myself. When I make that shift, I notice that this me, myself, I am not the form of the body. That belongs to the body. I simply am my self-evident conscious being. Notice that me, the me, is nothing really to do with form or with time or space or with any objectifiable quality. I simply am me, the self-evident conscious being. Not engaged in anything, not knowing or not knowing. I simply am. Just be yourself, the one who simply is. also let yourself acknowledge, be aware of the body. The relaxation, the kinesthetic experience as the muscles relax, the outline of the body. Now being aware of the body means the buddhi is focused on the body. At the same time, your being, you, which is not dependent upon the buddhi focus or not focusing, you are self-evident, conscious being. You don't require the buddhi to look at you, to be. So allowing yourself, just have this mindset now, recognizing me from my own standpoint, I am my own self-experience. And the body is known. I am, just be yourself. And at the same time, the body is known. The perception or awareness of the body does not cover me. That the body takes place naturally because of the sattva of the mind that is pervading the body through the sense of touch. So as long as that sense organ, that sense of touch, which is part of the subtle body, as long as it is functioning, the mind is utilizing it, this body will be known. So being myself, not doing anything at all, the mind through the sense of touch, indwelling the body, allows the body to be known. Gently being yourself, letting the buddhi focus on you for a moment. Just recognize your own knownness, your own self shining, your own amness, which is self-evident, which is known because of your nature as consciousness, conscious being. Not requiring anything to be known, just the mere fact that you are a conscious being, that knownness is there, that being known is there because of your own nature. Now be aware of the body and realize this body is known. Can you distinguish a difference between your knownness, my being, my self-evident being, consciousness, which itself is known, self-evident, and the knownness which the body enjoys, I am known, the body is known. Can you make a distinction between the knownness that my being naturally enjoys and the knownness that the body enjoys? The body is known. I am known, self-evident, conscious being, self-evident me. And the body is known. The nama-rupa of the body, the name and form, now is known. Is there a difference in the is-knownness between me, I am known, and the nama-rupa, the name and form of the body? The name and form is different. The name and form comes and goes. I can imagine something else. I can focus on the ocean waves. Now that nama-rupa, the name and form of the ocean, that is known. Is there a difference between my being and the is-knownness, which the body enjoys, the gentle perception of the wind enjoys, the sound of the surf enjoys? There is no difference. There is no division between the knownness, the self-evident nature of me, and the knownness which the body enjoys, the gentle wind enjoys. As I feel it, the sound of the surf enjoys. There is only one self-evident knownness. Which in fact all experiences enjoy. Which in fact is the knownness of every thought, every perception, every emotion. Shines after me, after my consciousness, my knowingness. Focusing again on my own presence, on me, I notice not only am I conscious being, am I known, very obviously I also exist, I am. My being, the being that I am, is my amness. I am. being myself, I am, and I am self-evident. Focusing on, in the buddhi, focus on the body. Notice that the body is known, the body is. The body is. The body is, and the body is known. Focus on your own amness, I am, my own being. And now focus on the body which is. Is there any difference or any transition between your self-evident amness, your self-evident being, and the isness that the body enjoys? Or can I say, in my experience of the body, that it enjoys my amness, the being that I am, that is self-evident, is the being which the body, as long as it is here, infused by the subtle body, the sukshma sharira, this being which I am, is the being which the body enjoys, not a different being. Just notice that there's no duality, there's no difference or separation between your amness, your being, and the being of the body. Say the body, anubhati, it shines after me, it borrows my being. As long as it is here, it depends upon my being, my self-evident nature. Turn your attention toward the waves, toward the surf. Notice that the surf is known. I am known. Self-evident, conscious being that I am. This knownness, consciousness, I am a self-evident being. And the knownness of the surf. Is one and the same. There is no knownness which the surf, which illumines the surf, and knownness which illumines me. There is no separation. They're not two. I am the Satchit, the conscious being. Which gives the surf its being. My being is its being. And my being, being by nature self-evident, the surf itself is lit up by me as long as that vritti, sattva vritti, is there. Relaxing the body and mind, giving the mind permission to do whatever it needs to do, whatever thoughts, or inner child work, or working on this or that, whatever it is. Give the mind the freedom, relaxation, just to be. But now for the moment, or for some time, recognize that the being, the knownness of the mind, is just a reflection of my own nature. There is no separate or second or separate knownness or being. Because of the sattva, it shines after me. So letting the mind think or do its work or just relax into my nature. Just see if you can notice your own dominant presence, and that whatever activity is taking place in the mind shines after and does not cover me. Listening to all the perceptions taking place through your sense organs, they shine after, but don't cover me. I remain as I am, whole and complete, free from change, asanga, like space, asanga, not touched or changed by any, by the presence of anything. Thinking, doing your own work. Keep coming back to the recognition of your own changeless presence, not covered by whatever, by any thought or work or focus that is taking place in your mind. lose sight of your own abiding presence, just bring your mind back and then go on with whatever work you're doing. Bring your mind back to your own presence. Focusing on your own being. Be aware of the waves, the surf, the wind. Let all of them take place in the silence of your own presence. Your own self, your own being, the very self of Ishwara. Imagine the whole universe. Enjoying its being and its knownness. Existing in you. You are the Adhishthana. changeless, conscious, self-evident being that is Ishwar. Listening to the surf, feeling the wind, recognizing all of the experiences you're having that are known. All of those experiences recognized as Ishwar, shining after Anubhuti, shining after the beauty and the silence of your own self. So being yourself, realize, experience your freedom. You are free of the body. You are free of the mind. You actually are not contained by any experience that you're having at the moment. From your own standpoint, you are not located within time and space. Time and space shines after you. It's me, just be aware of me, my own simple, changeless being, this me that is most familiar, most well known. I just haven't recognized my freedom, my fullness.